This is Mark Salmanak, a look back at history. I'm Mark Pennell. Today, it's November 7th. Well, there's nothing like being able to place an order from anywhere in the world and have it delivered straight to your door. Drones might be the next way to do it. But the first time was on this date in 1910. Teaming with the president of Morehouse Martin's company, Max Morehouse, a Wright Model B airplane piloted by Philip Peremley jetted off from Dayton with 10 bolts of fabric to Columbus, a 65-mile, 71-minute journey. Hence, becoming the first cargo to be shipped by airplane. Morehouse got the idea after reading about Glenn Curtis's successful flight from Sandusky to Cleveland. And can you imagine no sports being able to take place on a Sunday? Well, it was on this date in 1933 that the voters of Pennsylvania took to the polls and overturned the state's Blue Law, which ultimately permitted Sunday sports. If you're not familiar with the Blue Law, it was designed to restrict or ban some or all of Sunday shopping for religious standards, particularly for the observance of worship or rest. Yeah, and that meant that beer could not be sold, greatly affecting the watching of football. By the way, the word blue was used in the 18th century, mocking those who followed rigid moral codes, i.e. blue noses. Anyway, when it passed, it paved the way for the Philadelphia Eagles to play on Sundays. By the way, Ohio's Blue Law stayed on the books until 1973. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.